And I said earlier that Jerry called me this morning, and I was sick, stomach sick. You know, but I couldn't tell him I couldn't stand, couldn't fill in, because somebody needed to. And he was a lot worse, I could tell, than me. I went to pray, and I felt better, and my stomach issue just hit. But you know what? That's just that old horny devil trying to defeat what the Lord's laid on my heart to say this morning, church.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I had two different places to read the Lord had given me before I left the house. Well, he changed it sitting there. Daddy sang the song, and the other one, Mike, sung old time, and it just all fit in. I'm going to read one verse here in a few minutes. The Lord's help. But you know, this is what the Lord wants me to share. And it don't have to, I don't need some voices to talk. You know, we're here today and we put forth effort to come to church to get a blessing and to see what the Lord wanted us to hear and take out on the field and use. We had a good Sunday school, and I thank God for that. You know, but we deal with life and earthly things. You know, we've got sure we got AAA insurance and AARP and all that. And I'll tell you, it's a little, laughter's good medicine. I'll tell you a little call I got this week. I was talking to a lady and on the phone. She called me from Iowa and she said something about my age. She said, well, you're not as old as me. She said, you're not a senior yet. And I said, well, man, my bags are different. I said, I've got a form laying on my desk here in front of me right now that says I can join AARP if I send in the paper. My wife can be one too. And I said, she's a little older than me. I said, but I'm qualified for AARP now. But I'm thankful God gives me that. We've got all this. I said the AAA and AARP for a reason. We've got AAA with Jesus. He's an all-time, an anytime, and anywhere God. And He's an alive God. We serve Him each and every day if we do what we're supposed to do. And if we fail Him, it was brought up, if we fail Him, man, we can go back. We can repent. He'll forgive us. You know, some form or fashion, you're going to run into something during the daytime that you're going to say, God, forgive me. I either didn't do what you asked me or called me to do, or I said it wrong. You know, when you put it out your mouth, church, it's hard to take it back in, but you can ask God to forgive you. If you made the statement, then you shouldn't have made it. And I thank God for being able to do that. You know, that the AAA thing is tying in with trust and obey. Brother Jerry preached on it. You're going to hear some of the scriptures again about trust and obey. And I don't know, but don't mean to change the format. But when we finish the service, Kathy or Rita, whoever knows that song, would like to lead it back. I wish that they would get that song in a little while when the time of service. Trust and obey. Church, we've got to trust and obey. We've got to follow Him. You know, our trust. You know, when we're little kids, we put trust in Mom and Dad. So we're accountable. When we get accountable, we trust and obey God. When we get saved and Christians. And I saw a sign this week that said, you know, I trusted Him to walk up these steps without any help. Did He not get me up them steps? If that had fell flat on my face, He'd have helped me up or He'd have lifted me up, church. We got to trust and obey in each and everything we do. Because, like I said, He's an anytime, He's an all time, and an anywhere God. He's an awesome God. You know, I can't say that enough, church. I'm failing. But He never fails me, and He'll never fail you, because if you put your trust and obey. You know, you've got to take out insurance policies because you need them, and we need them. Let me tell you, when you become a Christian, God saves you and gets you in your heart, and you trust and obey Him. That's your insurance policy, too. You know, Jerry said, you can take the book away. He's took it away from me and other ones. You know, had us to preach. Because the Word was right here. God, give me the Word. God's in my heart, this core. And I'm thanking for that. You know, you take that book away. You can take a notebook away that's got something. You can take song books away. But you trust and obey. If God leads you to sing a song, just like he laid Sister Kathy in a holy witch at some. You just trusted him. You just done what you just felt from the heart to do because you trusted God. You obeyed him. You obeyed the Holy Spirit, church. That's what we're to do. We come here in one mind and one accord to get a blessing and look for a blessing. You're going to get one to take it out that door. If you come here looking for something else, or your mind on something else, or what am I going to cook for lunch, or where am I going to go after here, or I've got to go work on the car, block it out. Come in that door looking for a blessing, looking for your all-time God that's anytime, anywhere, and on time, all time.
Right.
He's there. He's your AAA, 4A, whatever you want. He's there, church. And if you do fail him, you can make it right. Just go ask and say, Lord, I failed. I didn't do what you wanted me to do. Forgive me for it. He's a forgiving God. You know, I don't know how to put it, because I don't want to put that. I don't want to put what Ronald Ishman says in my mouth to you all. I want to put what God puts in my heart and my mouth to say. You know, Brother Bobby come to mind a while ago. You know, he can't talk out of his mouth for us to understand. Some of us can. I have to tell him to slow down sometimes, and then sometimes I can't. But he talks through his voice box because of what God puts in his heart to put on that machine to let us hear. That's his way, church. And he allows him to share his witness, to share what's going on and what he wants you all to hear. He can tell Cassie what he wants to hear, and Cassie can translate, because that's a gift from God, because she trusts his own faith. That's what we need to do each and every day when we come. We come to our services Wednesday night, Sunday night. We trust our vehicles to bring us, because God's our pilot, and we're just the co-pilot in anything we get behind, whether it be a tractor, a truck, car, whatever, motorcycle. Because we're trusting it to get us there and back, but we're trusting God to be with us. If you got the Word, turn with me. Woo! Glory be. Thank you for the Spirit. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's start with verse 9, church. You follow it all in. I don't want to read you nothing that's not in the Word, and I don't want to change no format of it. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9 says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore, we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. That's rich, church. It says right there, it says that we trust. And he says, living God. And he commands and teaches. That scripture right there sums up the trust and obey to me. And what the Lord wants we all to hear today. He wants you to visualize that if you're saved and Christian and you trust in him and he commands you or tells you to do something, trust and do it. Because he's there with you. If there's something that you need to work out that you've neglected or that you didn't do, Or something that you need to pray for, that you feel a little weak on doing, right here is where you can talk to him. And I'll say this because I can't. You sit right there on that pew too, the front row pew. God's present here. He's an all-time living God. Again, anytime, anywhere, he's all there, all the time. We've got to turn to him. And we've got to realize it. Because He's there for us. He's a, the word, His Word says He's a living God.
Mm-hmm.
And He is. He's alive. You know, there's a song out. He's alive. He's alive. Praise God, He's alive. I'm glad He's alive in me, Brother David. I'm glad I can share it. I'm glad He gives me the breath and strength. You know, He's took away that stomach issue. It's gone now. 10 minutes ago there on that bench, it was hitting me hard.
Praise the Lord.
But I prayed, and I know Jim's prayed. It's taken away. God's wiped it away. You know, God's took it away. Standing on the solid rock. But the main thing is trusting and obeying Him because He's an all-living God. You've got to trust and obey, church. If you get anything out of it today, remember that He's alive because He's a living God. And if He saved you and He's living in your heart, let your light shine. I've said that before. But I'll say it time and time again. Let your light shine for Jesus. You can, you know, people says actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, many a times in a crowd and in churches, I said, took two fingers, push up your lip, and smile. That's just a little effort, church. Didn't cost you a dime, didn't need to deposit no quarter, or didn't say, can you hear me now? That was an action, church. Are we letting our actions show that we're trusting and obeying? Are we neglecting to let them? Are we just sitting bum-puzzled up and muzzled up? Time is growing nearer and nearer to the end, church.
Yes,
you know, football has got 4 quarters, I think, to it.
Mm-hmm.
Best I remember right. And it's over.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. It's going to be over one of these days. And you're either going to be left behind too late, or you're going to be in that mansion or in that cabin over on the other side. And my thought today is that I'm hoping and praying each and every one of you here is that Jesus lives in your heart and saved and can be on the other side. If I'm going on before, or if you will get there before I do, I'd meet you on the other side when I'm called out of here. But just remember that He's the A. He's the all-time, anytime, anywhere. And He's the living God. Trust and obey Him. I don't know who's going to get that song. That's the message. Who wants to sing it? And Melissa, if that's okay with you, that they can sing it. Somebody come and sing it. I'd like to sing that song. And if you got something on your heart, come pray about it. God's with you. He's here. His presence is here. We've already felt it this morning. We felt the Spirit. I have. I hope to pray you all have. And if you got something out of the message, please, if you need something, right here's the time.
When we walk with the Lord in the light.